You're listening to the JT The Brick Show, where the Raider Nation has come to sound off and react for over 20 years.
It's time for JT The Brick.
The Raider offseason is about content that is productive.
Shotgun to O'Connell, backpedaling, lobbing to the end zone, trying to get at him, makes the grab! Touchdown, Raiders!
I thought Aiden O'Connell played pretty well last year. He's a quarterback who's serviceable.
Now pressure. Gets out of there. Cosby's got him from behind! Back at the 45-yard line!
There's no better player who plays with heart and passion and speed than Mad Max Crosby. Wait till you see him this upcoming season.
JT The Brick.
Dock to throw. Spillane on the blitz, and he wraps him up and holds him up for a sack.
I love the addition of Jack Jones. All the plays he made last year will be a great addition for this team moving forward.
Intercepted down the sideline. Intercepted Jack Jones, and he walks in. Touchdown.
And now.
Raiders! All right, now we're good. Let's get to it.
Here's JT The Brick.
Out of the gate, JT with you on a big show today. It's a wacky, weird day in sports, man. There is a lot of things happening right before I come on the air, and I'm thrilled to be on this platform. I'm on live on YouTube. We got people there already. It's like showing up for a concert, and people are there in their seats. Love the YouTubers there, JT The Brick, YT. Be a part of our YouTube team. Even Cisco's in there from the Black Hole. A lot of friends are there. Raider Nation, get in there, check out the show, see the show, and some new announcements coming up on our social media here built off this platform. So I'm excited. The schedule releases tomorrow. I'm excited about the schedule. I'm going to get into that coming up here. I don't have any leakage yet. I don't have anything to tell you. I've been here going on 27 years for the Raiders because I don't leak. I let other people announce, and then we talk about it. We're not here to break news. I'm not here to leak what game, but I should know before the schedule comes out. I should know. I normally always do, but I don't have any leakage right now, and I think the schedule comes out tomorrow before I'm on. This is a big deal for the Raiders. It's a really big deal. And as we open up the show, I just want to say, Raider Nation, I need you. I'm getting attacked on all fronts. And you know I'm the protector of the guardian of the gate of Raider Nation. I protect the front of the wall, the back of the wall. I wait for the dragons. I stand on the clock tower. I take the bows and I dive. I protect the Raider Nation. But man, my son put out a reel last night of reminding everybody in Southern California that we have 10 home games because the Rams are a home game because we own that stadium. And the Raiders, when we play the Chargers, we have more Raider fans. That's fact, not fiction. And man, everybody's just clipping me and beating me up for saying that. You know what they're doing? They're kind of right. They're showing me all the fans that come to our stadium, the Niner fans, the Chief fans, the Pittsburgh fans, and the terrible towels. There's not much for me to say. I mean, I can't argue with people on that. All I can do, and I'm not going to engage them more because they're attacking me with slings and arrows. They're coming at me is, look, we got the newest stadium in the world. Rolling Stones just played there. Everyone wants to go. Everybody's buying the tickets, and they're paying triple the price to get in there to see their team for the first time. I mean, we got the Cowboys here next year. Okay, the Cowboys are coming. So they're taking shots at me for that, and they're kind of right. You know, we got too many opposing fans there, and we're trying to fix that, trying to get fans to sell their tickets to Raider fans and all that. But I can't sit there and control your purse strings. I can't be in charge of your checkbook or your credit cards. There's only so much I can do. But I am right about the fact that we have two games on the road that are very close to home that will have a vigorous home advantage with the crowd. And that will be at the Rams and at the Chargers. And that's the focus of my monologue, brought to you by Golden Entertainment. They own the Strat. They refurbished it from the top of the world all the way down to the PTs in the lobby. They have a William Hill sports book. They own PTs, the best happy hour in town. There's a PTs literally a mile or a half a mile from where everyone is listening to me in Vegas. Best happy hour in town, 5 to 7, midnight to 2. Q Myers, our host and program director, was in studio with me before we started. And I just looked at something interesting and said, I want the easy games earlier. He looked at me, what? I said, I want the easy games earlier. Now, nothing's easy in the NFL. The NFL is not easy. I mean, I don't care if you're playing Carolina. Denver, we've won 8 in a row. But for me, for the purposes of a sports talk show that engages in listeners and what we're doing here. I have the right to say that some games are easier than others, right? Can I say that Carolina is easier on the schedule than Kansas City? Do I have a right to say that? Or am I going to get in trouble for that? No, I'm going to say that. Carolina is easier. So what I told Q, I'm going to tell you in the beginning. Here's what I'd like in the first four games. In the first four games, I want Carolina and a Denver game. I'd like that. That would make me really happy. Because, man, I am a whiner when the schedule comes out. I'm always complaining about the schedule. It's too hard. Do you know the NFL even put it out, the NFL? We have a harder schedule. We have the most difficult schedule already, percentage-wise, of who we play in the AFC West. So Kansas City just won the Super Bowl, and we got a tougher schedule percentage-wise. I'm not making that up. That's fact. So would you like, as Raider fans, the easier games that you think are easier early, or would you like them late? Now the coaches and the players are going to say, we'll play anybody anywhere. We'll play them in an alley. We'll play them in the back alley. We don't care where we play. Well, I do care where we play. I got to run a talk show. I'd like the easier games early to get off to a good start. And some people think the opposite. Remember last year, the Raiders kind of went on a run, and on the back end, we had the Giants and the Jets. We had some games. You know, we knew we were going to beat Denver down the stretch because we've owned Denver lately. And they came down on the back end, and the Raiders got on a little bit of a roll, but it was too late because the schedule was packed early. I'd like to see the Raiders get a little bit of a break. I really would. I'd like to see the Raiders get a break and get Carolina at home early. I don't know anybody who's excited about the Carolina game. They're the worst team in football. But I'm excited because I think we can win that game, the season ticket holders, and get a win. Hopefully I'm sitting in the Twitch club in the third quarter. You know, the game's over. But it might not be. Maybe Carolina's a lot better. And we'll see what they did via the draft and free agency. So as I've looked and studied the schedule before it's come out, I'm wondering, do the Raiders open up on the road in a tough, tough, tough environment? We know it's not going to be Baltimore because Baltimore opens up at Kansas City. So you can take one of those off the list already. So as you look there and you hunt for clues, I hope we get Carolina early and Denver early. I don't like in the AFC West when you get to the second half of the year and you haven't played a team and you got to play them two more times like the Chargers or Denver. I want Denver early. I want Carolina early. I want those games early. I want momentum builders. I want the Raiders to get a couple of wins underneath their belt. Can't guarantee the wins, but that's what I'm thinking here. So as I've looked at the schedule here and we see the news today, the breaking news today, which is pretty big, on the Jets are opening up in San Francisco, Santa Clara, to play the 49ers. Man, that is a tough matchup for the Jets. Are you kidding me? The Jets got to travel 3,000 miles and play the NFC champions who had a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl over Kansas City. The line already moved a point on that. So that's an interesting game there. And then the other news that broke today, which is just breaking now, is that Aaron Rodgers sat down with Tucker Carlson for 90 minutes. And oh my God, he is questioning the United States government. He is questioning Big Pharma. He is questioning everything. We are not a political show. We will never be a political show. But when I can tie politics to an athlete or sports, I'm not going to avoid that. So all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers is sitting down with Tucker Carlson ahead of the opener, ahead of training camp. And maybe he's getting it out of the way early, but this is a bomb that just dropped on the internet. It's all over. They're putting it out. They're releasing it in reels. And you could see that as he talks about Pat Tillman's death and how the government covered it up. I mean, he is way going deep on this stuff. And I don't do deep state and woke and all that garbage here. That's not my specialty. So that's what's happening. That's a big story. Rory McIlroy earlier today filed for divorce. Wow, that's a big deal. Rory McIlroy's got a new baby and just filed for divorce from his wife ahead of the PGA Championship after he just won the Wells Fargo. The New York Rangers choked last night. They're up 3-1. They lost 4-3. My Knicks play tonight in a massive game. And I don't think the Knicks got a really big game tonight with Indiana. That's where you find me, man. I got a cigar ready to go and a beverage, a Modelo, ready to go for that. That is my complete focus. And then I'll find out what happens tomorrow as we open up the show and we'll get to the schedule. I'll be at the Raiders tomorrow for schedule release, and we'll see what's going to happen. So for you today, it's kind of the same program. Vinny Bonsignor at the bottom of the hour. You know, we're big supporters of NBA Summer League. NBA Summer League is amazing out here. It's fantastic. Look at it now with all the promotions on the Sphere and how they sell out and all the great players play. Albert Hall, one of the founders of Summer League, will join us. Tickets go on sale today. We'll be able to get you free tickets throughout the course of this. He's going to join us. And then yesterday, after the show ended, the breaking news of Jared Goff getting $212 million. $212 million. I booked a guest to cover that story out of Detroit, and it'll be quick on that. And we're going to talk about Goff setting the bar at the quarterback situation. I mean, would the Raiders rather have Jared Goff or Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell? Not even a question. They'd rather have Jared Goff. Are you kidding me? Jared Goff's the second highest paid quarterback to ever live. To ever live. Not Montana, not Marino, no, not Elway. Not Tom Brady, it's now Jared Goff. So when you do have a call, when you do have a quarterback who's that good, you got to lock him up. You got to lock him up. That could be what happens to Aiden O'Connell 2-3 years from now. What happens if Aiden O'Connell comes on the scene and he's not good, he's great? Well, he's under Raider contract. It's a rookie contract. You're going to have to extend him. 50-year option or what, franchise tag him, whatever. It's a good problem to have. So they were able to knock out that deal. As we get going here, I'm into the PGA Championship. Tiger Woods is paired. What a group that he is paired with right out of the gate. So I cannot wait to see what's going to happen there. Tiger Woods, who's he? Adam Scott and Keegan Bradley. Rory McIlroy going out. John Rahm. I love watching golf in the majors. That's coming up. Scottie Scheffler will play in his first tournament as a new father and tee off at 2:13 on Thursday. He'll be with Wyndham Clark and Brian Harman with the other champions there. So if you're a golf fan, we'll cover this and talk about it a little bit there. Phone number 702-365-9200. Again, Raider fans, the topic is a little bit more streamlined today. Streamlined today. Very simple topic. I'm trying to make it easy. Make it easy for people. Summertime radio's not even here yet. Who do you want to open with? That's the topic today. Do you want very hard? Super hard. You know you're not opening with Kansas City. Okay, so you take Kansas City out, and you know you're not opening with Baltimore. Those are the two toughest teams on the schedule. Kansas City and Baltimore are off the Raiders' list. They're playing on Thursday night. The Raiders will not play Baltimore or Kansas City to open up the season. That being said, who do you want week one? I don't want Carolina week one. I want Carolina early. I want them early. I want to check off a win where we dominate the hell out of Carolina and win that game. I want that early. I don't need Carolina week 15 if it's make or break and the season is not what we expected, and I expect it to be a good season. Don't give me Carolina in week 14, NFL, because you don't do us any favors ever with the schedule. You never do us any favors, NFL. You always give us a tough schedule. So I don't want Carolina week 13, 14, 15, 16. I want Carolina early. I'll take them right out of the gate if you give them to me. I'd get on my knees and take that and pray to the sports god. Thank you. We got Carolina. Ooh, that'll go. Someone will clip that, Danny, and put that up there. It'll be on the Panthers message board. Screaming Raiders hosts. Wants Carolina early. Yeah, I do. Denver early? Sure. I love Denver early. You get Denver's ass in here and let's beat them 9 in a row. I'll take that. Atlanta early? Yeah. I'll take Kirk Cousins never played a game. Never played one snap for Atlanta. I'd like them week one. I'll take that all day long. Chargers make sense. For whatever reason, the league likes to put the Raiders and the Chargers together in big games. Marquee games. The opening week would be a marquee game. But we know it's not going to be Monday night football and obviously not Thursday night football. So a little bit of leakage out there as we open up the show. And we want to hear what you have to say about this. 702-365-9200. It's a fair question. No one's asking you other than me. Do you want it easy or hard in the beginning of the season in the schedule? Do you want it easy or do you want it difficult early? That's a question that every Raider fan should go to bed thinking of tonight. You know the league likes to screw you with the schedule. They never make it easy for us. And I just asked you, do you want it hard early where it's going to be kind of brutal right out of the gate? Or do you want a little cupcake city like Dickie V, a couple cupcakes? Because there's not many cupcakes. That road schedule's a beast, man. Home schedule, eh. Home schedule, okay. You know, home schedule, you got a bunch of teams that have never been here before. Believe me, Atlanta's coming. Atlanta's coming. Fans are going to come here. So what do you want? Raider Ryan says difficult early. Difficult early. Adam says hard early so we can see where we stand. That's a good one. Raider Nason Jason, I want us to start off 5-2. Well, you better hope we get Denver and Carolina if you want a 5-2 start early. So I want to know, who do you got as your opening game, as we will know tomorrow. Opening game, do you want a big marquee team coming in? We don't have a home marquee schedule. It's good. It's not elite. Schedule on the road is nasty. What happens if they drop, Danny, I was thinking about this. What happens if they drop the Raiders in the one place you do not want to even be there? The most beautiful place on earth, but you don't want to be there in September. Miami. The humidity of Miami. I mean, we're getting the hell out of Henderson to go cool off in Costa Mesa. What happens if they drop us in Miami in the humidity where they put us in the sun and people are there baking like potatoes? I didn't think of that. How about opening it up in the humidity of Tampa with Baker Mayfield coming out with the flag? I like Tampa early on the road. I'll take that game. I think we can go beat Tampa on the road. So I'm worked up, as you can tell. I don't think I'm going to go to sleep tonight. I'm dead serious. I got the Knicks game that's going to drive me nuts tonight. The Knicks lose. I'm not going to go to sleep tonight. I'm going to wake up early and look for the Raiders' schedule. So this is going to be interesting. And again, we do have, I think, the road schedule being early travel west, going west. We're not going to Seattle. We're not going to Santa Clara. Okay, we're going west twice to the Chargers and the Rams. I'll take those. I don't like the Chargers opener on the road. That hasn't worked out well. I wouldn't mind Rams on the road. Could you handle Rams as the Raiders opener on the road? Raiders at Rams in L.A.? I'm good with that. And we can go in there and beat them. No Aaron Donald anymore, thank God. That's a big deal. So I'm just speculating here. I want to think what you have to think on that. But I can't be a mind reader. I'm running a sports talk show today. Opened up early if you want to get in through Vinny before the bottom of the hour. 702-365-9200. Thank God I got a radio show in New York City. Mike in Staten, Italy. Start us off, Mikey. Schedule release tomorrow. You hearing anything?
Well, first of all, the Jets couldn't get any worse of a break. You talk about the best defensive line in football. Rodgers coming back first game against them. But the big story here in New York, JT, is the Giants don't know if Daniel Jones is going to hold out now that he's only the 10th highest played quarterback in the NFL with golf signing. But on a serious note, JT, nobody cares about the schedule in New York. Both the Knicks and the Rangers were on top of the world a week ago, and now we can't buy that last win. We got the Knicks today. They're 1.5-point favorites. We got the Rangers lost 2 in a row. Nobody wants to hear about the schedule. I know it's a football world, but, hey, JT.
Hey, Mikey, Mikey, hold on. What was with that Rangers choke up 3-1 with the goalie you got and 3-1 and to fall apart? This is the President's Cup trophy team. Is it getting a little tight under the collar of the big blue Ranger fans?
100%. But calm down on the President's Cup, JT. We beat them by 3 points. They were second. So it's a tough matchup. Hey, listen, you know how it is. A fluke goal that just sets it, you know, a 3-0 count, a 3-1 count don't mean nothing in hockey. It's the next play. It is getting – it's New York, JT. You're a part of it.
Yes.
It's all over us. Every player is – you know, you get that extra pressure on you. You know, there's no Mark Messier guaranteeing a win on this team.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Mikey. Appreciate the call here. According to A.J. Perez, senior reporter, also with Fox Sports, A.J. Perez just put out breaking. The NFL has prevailed in its appeal in the Raiders head coach, former Raiders head coach John Gruden's civil case. In a majority decision, the Nevada State Supreme Court has overruled the district court, and the case will be sent back down. Remanded for arbitration. You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me on this. So that's what we're seeing here. We'll see and wait for more on this coming up here. I'm looking at Adam Schefter. That just came across from A.J. Perez here, and we'll see how this plays out here overall. Just came across as they pointed this to me as we get going here. 702-365-9200 as we open up the show. And as I look at all the other news today, this is a wild day today, man. This is a wild day in sports. This Aaron Rodgers story is wild. Absolutely wild about it. I'm not going to play any of the audio here. We're going to let that marinate before it comes out formally on the platform of Tucker Carlson. But this is a big-time story here today. 702-365-9200. Live news feed. Now everybody's reporting on the John Gruden deal and what's happening here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just can't believe this. Let me get out to Thor in Vegas coming off his Alaska cruise. Thor, how was the cruise?
JT, my brother. Oh, my God. It was incredible. 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 Speaking of the cruise, me and my wife also booked the Raider cruise coming up. It's on the exact same ship, the Bliss. It's out of L.A. Mm-hmm. It's coming up in March, the Raider cruise. I can't wait for that. But, God, I cannot wait for this schedule to drop, JT. You know, like I know, we Raider fans are trying to figure out where we're going. I really want to go to Baltimore, but I need that game to be in September, October, maybe the first week of November. I'm definitely going to New Orleans. We're trying to plan our games out. So just wait. You know, the black hole will be deep out there in a lot of spots, and we'll, the Raider Nation will be deep. I'm like you. I kind of want what you may call an easier schedule early, just because I want to hop out there. Once you get out there and you're 4-1 or 5-2, I swear the refs, you know, they like to give us a hard time. So when you're a little better, they give you a little better break. And I think that'll help us. I think that'll give these young kids, too, confidence. And confidence is key, man. I love Aiden O'Connell, and I hope his confidence builds from what he did after getting thrown in the middle of nowhere last year. And I believe that will really help us out. I normally would like a little harder. This time I'm going to go with the easier schedule early. Let's get it, Raider Nation. Shock the world this year, Raiders. Let's go.
Thanks, Thor. We don't know what the schedule's going to be. We're just having fun today. Do you want it easier early? Do you want it back end hard on the back end of it? Where do you want the schedule to be? Who do you want to open up? I'm kind of floored a bit because the news is out. The NFL wins the appeal in the John Gruden civil case. I can't believe that. I thought John Gruden had the NFL. I thought he had the NFL in the Nevada State Supreme Court. The Nevada State Supreme Court ruled that Gruden's claims are subject to the league's arbitration system. The majority decision comes more than 2 years after Gruden originally sued the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell. The NFL prevailed in its latest appeal in former Raiders head coach John Gruden's long-running lawsuit against the league. The case will head to the league's own arbitration system, according to the ruling by the Nevada State Supreme Court. Oh, my God. I thought that the Nevada State Supreme Court would side with Gruden in this state here, and the NFL prevailed. Now it'll go through the NFL arbitration, which, wow, this is mind-blowing today. I did not see that happening today. I did not. I've got a long relationship with Coach Gruden. I didn't defend some of the actions in the emails, but I thought with the way they cherry-picked him, what they did, I thought there was a massive overreach, and he would be able to clear his name in court. And we were pretty confident, and so were a lot of people, a lot of scholars and lawyers around. And that news has just come down. Gruden's lawyer countered that Gruden's contract with the Raiders lacked valid and enforceable language that would force the issue into arbitration, a process that is shrouded in secrecy and overseen by Roger Goodell. So basically, John Gruden's going to go into arbitration against Roger Goodell under the Roger Goodell umbrella. Yeah, this is disappointing, really disappointing. Raider Reggie, ahead of the schedule release. What's going on, Reggie?
JT, my man, I did read the story about Gruden, and I'm not going to dwell on it because I know you'll hit all the P's and Q's, get us caught up. It is disappointing. Reminds me of back in the day against Al Davis, all the stuff he had to go through to fight the NFL. But today is a great day, my friend. I was glad that I was off because I have to work later. But the thing is I got picked up by Las Vegas Aces 50-plus dance squad. We're called the High Rollers. So I'm
wait a second. Hold on. You're the you're going to be a male dancer at an Aces game?
Now, Fitz, how you say that? Come on, JT.
No, seriously. Hey, seriously. I wasn't.
We got a 50-plus dance squad. It's like a hip-hop dance squad. You know, I went in and auditioned right after I got released about having my braces on my leg. I had a car accident last year. Mm-hmm. And they called me and told me about the audition. I went in and did it. Made the squad.
Wow. Is this all men or is it men and women in the hip-hop dance?
It's men and women.
Oh, look at you.
A lot of cats were scared to come out because they was going to get labeled like cheerleader or something like that. But guess what? Two men made this squad. We better turn it up and make sure we keep it on the physical.
Ray to Reggie, I didn't know you could dance like that, man. I mean, we've been friends a long time. I didn't know you had those moves.
You missed out on when you saw the Silver and Black Panther tearing it up at the tailgates, man.
You're the best. Give me the home opener. Who do you want at home? That's what we're talking about. Home opener.
I wish we did get KC. I want to smash them right off top. I just want it. So if we don't get that, then the other one would be, I guess, we know it's going to probably be AFC. Just to do an NFC team like the Rams at home or something like that. It'll be a packed house, all right. Blacked out.
All right, let's Reggie. Congrats on your deal. Remember, we're playing the Rams on the road, so I got to focus on the call. We're playing the Rams on the road in L.A. and the Chargers. We get the Chargers at home and on the road. Yeah, I'm a little bit flustered on this John Gruden news. I was hoping that John Gruden would win his ability to settle with the league and not have to do it through arbitration with Roger Goodell. John Gruden's going to be fine long term here, but this is a blow to a lot of people who are pulling for the coach to have his day. And have the court system back him instead of Roger Goodell's arbitration. I'm NFL friendly. Look, you win some, you lose some. This isn't over yet. There's an appeals process. We'll see how that plays out. But interesting, it breaks as I open up the show. 702-365-9200. Vinny Bonsignor will join us on this topic coming up next on the other side. We're brought to you by the M Resort Spahn Casino. A lot going on there, too. Official team hotel of the Raiders. I'll be at the Raiders tomorrow. We're going to have a special show on the release tomorrow at 5 o'clock on all Raiders platforms. Get ready for that. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Busy day. Kind of a crazy day in sports. We're fortunate you listened to us on the flagship of the Silver and Black.
Welcome back to the JT the Brick Show, brought to you by PT's, the best happy hour in town, 5 to 7 p.m. and midnight to 2 a.m.
JT, back with you. We're live on YouTube. JT the Brick YT is the YouTube stream. A lot of people in there on opinions on the Raiders schedule. Steve says, I want the Jaguars at home to start off the season. That'd be interesting. Jaguars are a good team. They've been very competitive the last couple of years. A little collapse here and there, but that'd be a big game. Trevor Lawrence coming in. Vinny Bonsignor joins us from Vegas Nation, right here, our partner on Raider Nation Radio. And Vinny, I'm kind of floored on the John Gruden breaking news. I thought he'd have his day in court, not in arbitration, in Roger Goodell's arbitration. What do you think of the news?
Yeah, definitely a big win for the NFL. That closes the door on discovery and a jury trial. And everything's going to be happening behind doors now. So wondering what John Gruden's next move would be. I wonder if there's going to be a settlement that happens rather than it go through that entire process, because I think what he wanted to do was get things, you know, uncovered in terms of information and be able to gather some information on what exactly happened through that, and at least let the public know as well. Obviously, that's not going to be the case, so a big win for the NFL.
Yeah, it is a win for the NFL, and I just thought that when it got to the Nevada State Supreme Court that they would see this, there'd be the potential for discovery, if there was. I always thought, Vinny, and I got it wrong. I thought that the NFL would have to settle with Gruden, before there was discovery, and Gruden probably would have wanted to push forward with all this. And there's appeals. Look, it's going to go to arbitration the way this plays out, but I'm just surprised. And what the hell is with that announcement today before the NFL schedule? I thought this announcement was running late by a number of weeks, and all of a sudden it conveniently drops ahead of the NFL schedule.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a coincidence or, you know, sometimes the wheels of jurisprudence, runs on its own time. So it sounds like a little bit of a coincidence, but, I don't know if the word's irony or what it is, but for it to happen the day before the NFL schedule comes out is pretty interesting.
Yeah, Vinny Bonsignor joins us. Just amazing today. I wasn't expecting that halfway through my monologue. And like chewing gum and talking, I could do it both. But looking at that was tough to see. Let's get to the Raiders schedule release. We're all guessing here. We don't have any idea what's happening just yet. But we know that they won't be playing Baltimore, and they won't be playing Kansas City Week 1 because Kansas City opens with Baltimore, and then the Raiders will pop up on Sunday at home or on the road. Vinny, that road schedule clearly is more difficult than the home schedule here. And the Raiders do have an opportunity for possibly Jacksonville or Carolina or Atlanta or one of those teams that we're not that familiar with to open up at Allegiant. We'll just have to wait.
Yeah, and it depends on, like you said, is that going to be the first week or are they going to start on the road again like they did last year? Remember, they've got the extra road game because with the league going to 17 games from 16, it's alternated between the AFC and NFC. In terms of who has the extra home game, who has the extra road game. Last year, the extra home game went to the AFC. This year, it goes to the NFC. That means the Raiders are going to have to play 9 times on the road. And I was just actually doing a little bit of a breakdown on all that. And Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Miami, Baltimore. I know I'm missing somebody here, but Cincinnati. So there's a lot of daunting road games on this schedule. And, I just named 5 teams, 6 teams. I think the majority of those teams were in the playoffs last year. So the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals barely missed it. The Steelers went in. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers went in. The Miami Dolphins were in. So not only are you making long trips, but you're playing teams that are coming off playoff seasons. So a daunting road schedule without question.
Yeah, we get
the Kansas City Chiefs as well.
Yeah, we get the Steelers at home. We do get the Steelers at home, but on the road, as you mentioned, New Orleans. Baltimore is the big one, Tampa Bay, Miami, the Rams, and I mentioned it just having fun. The Raiders have 2 short road games, short ones in L.A. They play the Chargers and the Rams. Would it be crazy, Vinny, to think the Raiders could open up the season on the road against the Rams? They've opened them up in the past in L.A. against the Chargers.
Yeah, and they played the Rams one season up in Oakland to start the season as well, so that makes a little bit of sense, and it's a game that I think that would have, even national appeal. Both teams are, pretty popular. The Rams coming off a playoff season. And certainly that would be a real early season test, for the Raiders to go to Los Angeles and play a tough team. But at the very least, they would have a favorable home field advantage for that game.
Vinny Bonsignor is our guest. So, Vinny, a couple of takeaways. You had a few days since rookie camp. What impressed you the most? Was there a player or two, a comfort zone, just someone that it looked like they popped a little bit more when you got a chance to watch a little of it?
Well, a couple of things. Buck Bowers was definitely the athlete that everybody, described him to be, without question. I was also really impressed with how efficient and clean it looked. I was talking to some NFL people, and they're always hesitant to open these early OTAs and certainly early rookie minicamps because it could be a little bit haggard out there, balls hitting the ground, mix-ups in the communication, drop passes. I didn't count one drop pass. I didn't count one missed snap in terms of whether it was a snap to the quarterback, under center or through the shotgun. Everything was really clean, so it tells me that, the players, whatever it was that they were studying the night before and before they got out on the field, had a pretty good handle on what the Raiders, coaches were asking them to do. So if you're looking for a positive first step, that definitely stood out to me in terms of how clean it looked. And then you started talking about the Brock Bowers, the stoutness of Jackson Powers Johnson, I think the size, the lanky size and speed of the Kamerion Richardson, the young quarterback from Mississippi State. Dylan Lauby, who they handed the ball off, they threw it to him, had a nice little wiggle to him. So I think he's going to be an interesting player to watch. So I think from top to bottom, this looks to be a promising Raiders rookie draft class.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, Vinny, one of the big topics you and I will be talking about on your appearances here and when we go to camp will be what they're going to be able to do in this power set with the two tight ends. I heard you and Clay have a really good conversation on this the other morning on the system and getting the system in and how it would match up. You went back to the Patriots when they ran it back in the day. They're going to have to nail this with a lot of work in camp and in the preseason. This cannot take, and depending on the schedule, which could be a beast on the road, whatever they're going to decide to do with this system set up, with the double tight ends and two elite players here, they got to get a lot of work in on this and make sure it's clicking really early in the season. What do you sense is going to happen there?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think what where this gives the Raiders a little bit of a leg up is Michael Mayer and Brock Bowers are highly experienced in two tight end sets. You go back to Michael when he was at Notre Dame. Notre Dame was a heavy, multiple 12, 13 personnel team. And certainly Brock Bowers, every year that he was in or at Georgia, they ran a lot of two tight end sets where it left him kind of as that ultimate weapon. And same with Michael Mayer. So the two tight ends themselves have a lot of experience running in two tight end sets. Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for the Raiders, his team, the Chicago Bears, ran the seventh most plays out of 12 personnel last year for the Chicago Bears. So this is right up his alley in terms of what he likes to do and what he favors. And I would expect that to be even more. And really the way it benefits the Raiders is you're going to get teams into power personnel groupings defensively because you're trying to match up with two tight ends. And normally that's a heavy run load kind of a set. But with Michael Mayer and Brock Bowers, now you can also spread them out. You could get them on the field in 12 personnel defense and then go up-tempo as an offense and keep the other team in that personnel grouping. Now they have to defend not only the run, but spread it out. And now you have linebackers on tight ends and safeties on tight ends, and not to mention all the other mismatches that you could create. So I do think that they're going to be able to nail this down pretty early. I don't see that it's going to be a huge problem, and it shouldn't be. And if they can get a leg up on that early as possible, it's something that they're going to be able to dip into really early in the season.
Vinny Bonsignore is our guest. Check him at Vegas Nation. Catch him in the mornings here on Raider Nation Radio. All the great work that he does. All right, Vinny, I want to get into one other pretty important topic here. We touched on the schedule and how this is going to play out. I look at the quarterback situation, and I'm going to wait. I historically do that. I got to work and interview the quarterbacks. I don't want to pick one. It's none of my business. They'll select one. The coaches will at this time. But the fact that Antonio Pierce has the support, well, I think that Aiden has the support of Antonio Pierce getting the first snaps of camp. How do you read into that on how hard this battle's going to be and how it's going to play out not only in camp but in preseason games? I would think both of these guys would play often in the preseason.
Yeah, and this is a situation that, you know, no matter who ends up starting the season as the quarterback, it's going to be on them to hold on to that job. And I'm not, saying that there needs to be some kind of a quarterback controversy, but as opposed to in years past when it would go from Derek Carr to a Nathan Peterman where there was this clear fall off from Derek to whoever the backup was, in this case, there's really not a fall off between your starter and your backup. So if that starter is struggling, I don't think that they're going to waste any time going to the other guy, knowing that that there's not a big drop off in terms of those two quarterbacks. So I think that whoever wins it, it's going to be on that player to hold on to it. My question is, how do you go about determining who's going to start the season? It's going to be very interesting, and every rep is going to count. Every whether they're joint practicing against somebody, that's gonna be a big part of the equation, I would imagine. And like you said, for at least two of those preseason games, both quarterbacks are gonna have to play because that gives you a little bit of information to go on as well. But the biggest curiosity is how are they gonna go about determining who ends up winning this job? Because for me, not that both of these guys are capable quarterbacks, so I don't expect that they're going to bomb in training camp, and one's going to play so much worse than the other that it's going to be an obvious choice. I think they're going to be neck and neck in that regard. And so for me, it's going to have to extend into the regular season, and whoever does win the job coming out of preseason is going to have to hold on to it. I think that's where it's really going to come down to who ends up winning this job on a full-time basis. Is who takes a hold of that job and runs with it when the regular season starts.
Vinny, last one, a quick one. The Raiders signed their second-round pick guard, Jackson Powers Johnson. That signs up their entire rookie class. Left guard, right guard, his ability to play center. It was too early to tell in rookie camp, but we saw the power in some of his videos here. You sensing just plug him in at right guard, and that'll be the spot, or you sensing maybe a move of Parham over to right guard, and he could play left? What do you think?
Yeah, well, and he lined up at left guard during at least the time that we saw him in rookie minicamp, which poses an interesting question because I think, you know, when you look at his strengths, this is a guy that didn't give up a sack whenever he played in college, not one sack. And you know that the Pac-12 and Oregon in particular, they throw the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they're thinking in order to better protect the backside of whoever that quarterback ends up being, they really solidify that left side of the offensive line with a Colt Miller and a Jackson Powers Johnson. Obviously, the center is Andre James. And nothing against Dylan Parham at all, because I think he's played well. And now you take a more experienced guard and put him over on the right side next to what looks like, unless the Raiders sign a veteran tackle, it's going to be a first-time starter right now. If you just look at the roster as it is right now, whoever that right tackle is going to be is going to be a first-time starter out of the gate as a right tackle, whether that's Thayer Munford or DJ Glaze or Dalton Wagner, the undrafted free agent from Arkansas. So you put a veteran guard next to your young tackle, your young starting tackle. I think when you look at that layout, it makes a lot of sense. From the left side, strengthening that left side, getting Jackson Powers paired up with a Colton Miller, and then putting Dylan on the right side next to a young right tackle. I think that makes a lot of sense, but we'll have to obviously see how it all plays out. Come training camp and then when the regular season starts.
All right, Vinny, I'm stopping by La Casa Cigars tonight for the Knick game. Tell us how to order up your tequila from the servers there.
Yeah, no doubt. And Mike Tureto, our good friend over at La Casa, has paired up some of his specialty cigars with Dos Catas tequila. So you can line up a great cigar with one of the great labels of Dos Catas tequila. Mike will have all the details when you get there. Big game for the New York Knicks. I know that. I know you're sweating it out right now, a little nervous.
Yes.
But this is what big NBA is all about. It's fun to see the Knicks. I know it's been a little bit trying these last couple of games, but it really is fun to see the Knicks relevant in the playoffs. I think it's great for the NBA. So good luck to you, and hopefully you're smoking a victory cigar with some Dos Catas.
That's the plan. Take care, Vinny. Talk to you soon. There he is, everybody, the great Vinny Bonsignor. Right here on Raider Nation Radio. Yep, La Casa Cigars over in Tivoli Village. Plenty of parking, great cigars. The bar, great choices. I have my Modelos over there, too. Mike does an unbelievable job. His staff is great. And my favorite part is actually not sports. Is they got live music every night. And really good live music. They go out of the way to bring in great live music. La Casa Cigars over at Tivoli Village. We'll wrap up the hour coming up here on the other side. If you want to call in today, the topic is simple. Who would you like the Raiders to open at home with? So do a little homework on the home schedule. I'll give it to you. Do you want it really manageable, easy? Do you want Carolina for the opener? Do you want it tough? You know you're not going to get Kansas City. It could be the Chargers or Denver. And they could open up on the road, but we're going to play the game today that they have their home opener. It could be week one or two. Who do you want to open up Allegiant Stadium and get a victory with? 702-365-9200. JT in studio today. Bobby's off. Danny's in. We appreciate Danny for being here. I think Danny is wearing a Cowboys hat. Interesting. A Cowboys hat. There's Cowboy fans everywhere. They're coming next year. You know, the Cowboys play at Allegiant Stadium next year. Could we see the Cowboys in the preseason? Could we see Dallas in the preseason? We went last year. That was a pretty good road trip.
Jaylen Brown knocks down the killer three with 1:07 to go. And that's all that separates the Celtics from a 3-1 series lead.
Welcome back to the JT the Brick Show. Brought to you by The Black Hole. Become a member of football's most notorious fans.
All right, JT, back with you. The breaking news today. The NFL has prevailed in its appeal in the former Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden's civil case in a majority decision. The Nevada State Supreme Court has overruled the district court, and the case will be sent back down to arbitration to the NFL. I think this is awful. You know, I think when you look at what we've seen in Gruden's evidence and them cherry-picking the emails of the 700,000 emails and not cherry-picking anyone else's and what happened there. And Gruden at the time when the emails were written was not a coach. He was an employee at ESPN. I thought that John Gruden would win this. I really did. And now it goes to arbitration where when you go to arbitration, Roger Goodell's division of the NFL is in charge of that. It's his league. So we'll see. I don't know what the other options are going to be for John Gruden, but I've talked about this a lot here. And I'm shocked. I'm not completely surprised because the NFL is very powerful. But I thought when the Nevada State Supreme Court saw this from a lower district court that they wouldn't overrule the lower district court. Now the NFL won't have to go to discovery where every other owner would have to open up the books and talk about what they knew and talk about what they knew within the organization and the power of the NFL. So for John Gruden, he'll reset with his legal team and figure out what he's going to do next. 702-365-9200. The schedule comes out tomorrow. So when we get on the air, either I'll do something quick in the morning on a reel or live video when the schedule comes out. But we're going to be on live from noon to 2 on this show, and then I'll be heading over to the Raider facility, and we'll do special programming live from the Raiders, and we'll jump into that tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be a very busy day. I like schedule release. It's anticipation before we get to training camp, and we found out training camp will be in Costa Mesa for a portion of it. Exciting news around here. When the schedule comes out, we'll look at it. I break it down into four. Four games, four and four. Now we have 17 games. We used to have 16. But I'll be looking at where's the bye week and where are the cold weather games. The cold weather games is what I look at first. And then the bye week and then who we got at home because I'm a season ticket holder. And I want the season ticket games to be big. I mean, look, they're not going to put the Raiders in Carolina on Sunday Night Football. We know that. But there are a couple opportunities against the Chiefs, the Rams, the Chargers, home or away. Kansas City home or away for the Raiders to get some marquee games. Thanks to our friends on YouTube for the first hour of the show. Always appreciate that. Hit like and subscribe at JT the Brick YT.